And we live in an age where there's many hated figures. Many hated figures. I can give you a few. I'm sure you may know a few yourself. Monica Lewinsky was one, who was quite hated. Vladimir Putin could be another. And more recently, Donald Trump is quite a hated figure by many. And also, in the news recently, I don't know if you've heard of a man called Israel Falau, who is a Christian who stood up and spoken out about a Bible verse. And he has had a barrage of anger and wrath against him. And we can look back over history, can't we? We can see that man's wrath hasn't changed. It's still there. So today, as we come around the cross, and we understand the cross is a place where God's wrath has been poured out, but I want us to see today, it's also a place where men's wrath is triumphantly used to glorify God. Men's wrath is triumphantly used to glorify God. Turn with me to Psalm 67. Psalm 67, if you've got a Bible, there should be a Bible in front of you. Psalm 67. We'll go and verse 10. Psalm 67 and verse 10 says, "Surely your wrath against men brings you praise." And in other versions in the New King James, it says, "Surely the wrath of men shall praise you." And it is on the screen behind me, so that's helpful to see. Sorry, 76. And it is on the screen behind me, so it's a bit easier to see. "Surely the wrath of men shall praise you." I'd like to give you one example of this, and that is found in Exodus and chapter 9, verse 16. Exodus 9, verse 16. If you want to shuffle around in your Bibles, you can do, if you can get there quick enough. Exodus 9, 16 is talking about Pharaoh. Pharaoh, when he was denying the children of Israel to be set free, and God says, "But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." So God using a mere man out of his anger to bring glory and praise and lift up his name. But the greatest and highest and most glorious example of this is at the cross of Calvary, where men, wicked men, put our Saviour to death. If you can turn again quickly to Luke and chapter 22, Luke and chapter 22, we'll see what these wicked men did to our Saviour. Luke and chapter 22, which is on page 1059 of the Church Bible. So this is an account of Jesus being taken and charged to be put on the cross. Luke 22, verse 63 to 65 says, "The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, 'Prophesy, who hit you?' And they said many other exulting things to him." Then go down to 23, verses 1 and 2. "Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, a king.'" Then to verse 5. "But they insisted, 'He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here.'" Turn over page 23 to verse 18. "They continue their barrage of hatred and wrath. With one voice they cried out, 'Away with this man,'" speaking of Jesus, "'Release Barabbas to us.' Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' For the third time he spoke to them, 'Why? What crime has this man committed? I found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him.'" 23. "The wrath comes again, but with the loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed." And finally, they surrendered Jesus. Pilate surrendered Jesus to their will. So there you have it. The wrath of men, full and intense, drives Jesus to the cross and is one of the reasons why he was crucified. Interestingly, throughout history, Jesus being on the cross of Calvary has been the high apex of what Christians believe is the praise and the worship of our God. He displayed in magnificent splendour the love of God outpoured to sinners. And even above his head, we see written, Jesus, King of the Jews. So throughout history, Jesus being on the cross has brought great praise to our God and agrees with Psalm 76. Surely the wrath of men will praise you. Which is a great assurance to know and a great confidence. So I'm going to give you three helps or applications that we can hopefully take into today, into the week, into the year ahead. So lessons for us Christians as we live in a world of growing haters. Number one, Jesus shows us at the cross, God's sovereign plan trumps men's, all rulers and Satan's. So as we see God's plan unfolding, we see man was trying to put him on the cross. We see Pilate and all the rulers were trying to get him up there. We see Satan's plan to try and kill the Son of God. But praise God, God used the cross of Calvary to bring great praise and glory to his name. But please note in this, the plans for us, as we see with Jesus, may be difficult, they may be painful, they may be uncomfortable. God doesn't promise an easy and a smooth ride. Number two, Jesus shows us at the cross, God will receive the glory despite man's wicked intentions to do otherwise. I don't know if you know a man called Usain Bolt, a famous Jamaican sprinter. When you watch him race, it's a bit of a non-event really. When you watch him race, you don't think that he's going to lose. So it's not really a matter of if he'll win, but when he will win. In life, we are assured with Jesus, it's not a question of if, but when. God will always receive the glory and he will return and be glorified. And every knee will bow at his return. So be confident and assured that it's only a question of when, not if. Finally, Jesus shows us at the cross, God can use any means to bring about his praise. And he often uses the means we would never think to use to bring about that praise. And there's a danger here as Christians, we can be altogether too narrowly minded. We can too easily think that disgrace, humiliation or suffering means something has gone wrong. So can I encourage you to think, not necessarily in straight lines, but to think in the terms that God, I've heard the term used, God is the God of the corkscrew. He works in very different ways. And throughout the Bible, throughout history, we can see that God used men and women to go through all sorts of things. But ultimately, his name would be glorified through that. So this coming week, this coming day, if you are going through hardship, if you're going through difficulties, I would encourage you to think not too narrowly, and dare I say, not too humanly, but think biblically about what you're going through. And consider Jesus and what he went through, and understand that God can use all these things to bring about his praise. So this Good Friday, be encouraged and continue to look to Jesus, who brings about the greatest praise on the cross where he suffered for us. Just to bring that home, we're going to watch a short clip to hopefully emphasise what has been said.